This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The verdict is in and justice was swift. A Thurston County judge decided Friday not to extend an order blocking the lethal removal of a wolf from the Togo Pack, and over the weekend, the wolf was shot and killed. Representative Joel Kretz says the Center for Biological Diversity and Cascadia Wildlands, the groups that requested the restraining order, don't really care about wolves.
This is their modus operandi. It's a business model. Be able to put out a press release saying we're saving the last wolf in Washington and watch that donate button light up. You know, the fringes on all sides are not about getting any solutions on this. They're about continuing the conflict and making money off it.
Kretz says they've got no stake in the game.
No, they'll never be affected. And that's what a lot of this is about. You know, they can do their press release and tell stories to the uninformed public. And everybody thinks, you know, in Seattle that we're killing the last wolf in the state when they're growing at a rate of 30% a year.
He says there are plenty of wolves.
We've recovered wolves here. We've got numbers in these four counties that would satisfy the requirements for the whole state to be recovered. But we've got 90% of the impact right here in these four counties, and we can't keep going any longer.
Kretz says it's a different world up here.
I can tell you there's a lot more packs up here than they have documented. There's a wolf behind every tree right now, and we're just starting to see it.
Well, listen tomorrow for more on this continuing wolf debate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.